And now, actually, I think we're gonna have to share the mic again. Karen Schroeder, are you still around? And can I get somebody to take this mic to Karen so she can do an invocation before we go into our remembrances?
Hi. I've been asked to do a little invocation, and it's interesting the placement of it because it's right before elections. So let's quickly bow our heads and just ask for the Lord's blessing. So, Lord, I thank you for all of your blessings. I thank you for all of us who are able to get together and those who are able to join us on Zoom. I would just ask that you fill our hearts with your peace and your strength and with courage, and that you will set each person free from any negative thoughts that they're experiencing or emotions, and that they can be fully experience your love and forgiveness and your salvation. So I ask that you will help us all as we go into the elections and just let your will be done in our lives. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to us throughout this whole convention and keep us safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We've reached the point on Friday night that we did a bit of rearranging from what has been done in the past. We're at this point going to do our remembrances of those that we have lost since our last convention. So at this point, I would open it up for anyone who wants to remember someone to please stand or raise your hand, and we will take a microphone to you.
Oh, hello. This is Rob Turner, and we unfortunately did lose two of our chapter members. John Vandervoort, longtime Silicon Valley Council of the Blind member, and also James Brown. That's Lorraine Brown's late husband. So, thank you.
Hello, this is Vita. The San Francisco chapter lost Elizabeth Klein, who likes to be called Liz. And we had a wonderful Zoom memorial for her. And it was really touching. And I encourage chapters to do that kind of virtual memorial that really allows everyone to participate. Thank you.
Thanks, Vita. And do we have anybody on Zoom that would like to remember anyone? Go ahead and raise your hand, and if our Zoom hook is hot,
We do
Zoom
have
hook.
one in
All
Zoom.
right,
It just
let's
says
go ahead.
call in user one.
All right, let's go to call in user one. Is that Christine? Or is Christine here in the room tonight?
Hello, this is Christine Bailey of the Inland Empire chapter. We lost our Antoine Abushaki. His wife, Kathy Abushaki, is the one that's legally blind. They're both retired professors at the University of Riverside RCC system. And I hope his wife has support in getting over her loss.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Christine. And do we have anybody else here in the room?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Lisa Presley Thomas with the Fresno chapter.
Yes, Lisa.
We tragically lost Suzanne Hood this year, I'm sorry, in September. She was killed by a drunk driver. For many of you who know her, she was Roger Hood's wife, and a strong supporter of CCB.
Thank you.
We do have another hand in Zoom.
Okay, let's go ahead. Who do we have in Zoom?
Ending in 042.
We in Bayview chapter, we lost Steve Fort in July of this year. He had about with cancer, but he was really a good parliamentarian, and he worked for the chapter. He knew a whole lot of history. I wish I knew all that he remembered all the history that he knew. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Patty. And anybody else here in the room?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Los Angeles area, we lost a couple CCB members. One of them moved to Missouri recently, Albert Contreras, and David Mejia. Both of these gentlemen were secondary chapter members in the in our chapter, the Glendale Burbank area chapter, and we very, very much missed them and had really, really nice memorials for them. One more member who was a primary member of our chapter is Linda Keeney, and we lost her just recently as well. So we want to have remembrance of her as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Do we have more hands?
This is Judy.
Oh, go ahead, Judy.
First of all, I'm so sorry about Susan. This is Suzanne's first I've heard. I want to say a little more about Albert Contreras, who was one of the most devoted Braille users and library users, a devoted member of those two affiliates. This man, sweet man, commuted 2 hours every day back and forth to his job for many, many years. Just showed how much he believed in employment, how much he believed in the fundamental values of CCB and ACB. I also would like to acknowledge the loss, again, of our guide dog affiliate member and LUA member, Gil Johnson, who lost his wife, Becky, 6 months ago, and just sent out an email to us a couple of days ago about how he still misses her and thinks of her every day. Gil, I just want you to know that we think about you every day. And finally, Patty would have mentioned it, but we also in Bayview lost George Christensen this year, just a few months ago. Talk about a man I sat next to at meeting after meeting, never realized how much he served his country. I think he was nearly 90. And these losses let us know how much we owe to our wonderful memories and our wonderful history. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. All right. Just a show of hands. How many more do we have here in the room and or in Zoom?
None in Zoom.
None in Zoom? And can anybody say how many we have here in the room? Do we have any left here in the room?
No hands.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for sharing those. It's always a good time to be able to, to be able to remember people at this time. So thank you for all of those sharing.